Beginn der Karant Daf, man sagt, ich suche, dass der Samach Gimel beginnt mit Beis, beginnt der Samach, beginnt mit der Gemara, El Manda, mit Tashmish, but according to the one that says that the Meredis is from marital intimacy, Nida bas Tashmishi, how could that be Meredis? A Nida, a menstruating woman, is not able to have intimacy. This says, Tashmish, I'm going to say, wait a second. So let's ask on the other opinion. El Manda, and Malach, according to one that says the Meredis is from doing work, so my feel of the Tani, what are you saying? Even a Nida, but feel a Nida. What relationship does being a Nida have to do with doing work? What you could say is, no, the Havre Bukhsit is a Chiddush. Because Mishum Nistam Nid is Chiddush Ksas. Generally, a menstruating woman is a little bit under the weather, is a little bit weaker, and therefore, even so, she still has to do the work. Or, Inam, another approach is, the Inam Bas Malacha, Kamar Shah Noshim, she can't do all the work like all of the women, because the Inam Azik is like Chiddush, but holy, she cannot do the acts of endearment of pouring the cups, and etc. And therefore, that's the novelty of that teaching, that she still cannot be Meredes from the other work. Next says Master Mingun Gemara in a Mishla Pas Basal, you can't compare someone that has bread in the basket, etc., and to one that doesn't. And therefore the Gemara was saying that it's still possible to have Merida on Anida, even though she can't have intimacy anyway. But then says Taisis, Madir, previously the Gemara had learned out the halacha of how much you could take a vow from intimacy. I mean Nida has a question, how could you learn out? But by Nida is Pas Basale, but by Madir taking a nether, you don't have it because it's forbidden. Says Taisis, yes, Mishum, the mother have a tfei pas basali mered. Unlike what we're saying over here by Merida, it's not pas basali. Even if you took a vow, it's still considered pas basali more than that of rebellious, where she's rebelling. Because Shamim Tzapesel Nedr, he might find an opening for his nether. And therefore, it's still considered like the possibility of there, which is considered pas basali. And Teddy, you should know this because it's been mered my when there's rebellion, we add on to her ksuba when he's refusing. But not when he takes a vow. So you see that mother is more or less pas basali than that of Mayrud. Next says Master begin with the Gemara, Dekanami Diktoni Dal Shabbos, and this precise reading indicates that it's for these four that it's done in shul because it says 4 weeks. Which tells about my question, it says, well, how do you know it's being done on Shabbos? So directly Dal Shabbos, because you can't say the announcements are 4 weeks every single day, and then you wouldn't know that it's necessarily done in shul, which is on Shabbos when everyone's there. Because the Bahadji Tanama Tesefta explicitly the Bryce it says in Tesefta the Pamak Shabbos Machis is only once a week. And if it's once a week, and it's on Shabbos, then we know that's because that's when everyone is there, which is in shul. Next is Master Bingla the Gemara, Beinhu Kaman Sabdua. And they, whom do they hold like? Now, the Gemara brought the Rambam Chama said, twice a week we send a message to her from the Besdin. I mean, twice, not twice a week. There was twice a message. Once was before the announcements, one was after that. And the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Rav Chizda expounded Allah is like Rabbi Seinu, and Rabbi said it's a burcha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, what do you mean I said this to him? And the Gemara asks, the inu command sabru. So Taisus brings it actually, Rashi Gara is the ihu, not the inu, the ihu command sabru. Who does he hold like? Pirush, that's Rabbi, Dabba burcha, that he says that this is a mistake. But some what he means to say is the little Rabbi, according to Rabbi, that says, Ein al hol Rabbi Seinu, Allah is not like Rabbi Seinu, that says you announce it for 4 weeks, and then you delete the whole amount at one time. El, rather, Kamasdin, rather, Yel, Allah is like our Mishnah. The person that you come out diminishing 7 dinar every single week, I'd collect subas until the ksuba is finished. Bin the Melochan, Ba, and this that he says that we consult with her. That is also the person that we keep on diminishing that you don't just diminish in one shot after 4 weeks. So that's what the Gemara was asking. Who does he hold like? She explains, no. It's actually coming to add on to the words of the Rabbi Seinu. That is Avagav the Lagatani, although the words of Rabbi Seinu don't say. The Shalchan Law that we send to her. That if she doesn't back out, she's going to lose. Elach, Achraza. Only after the announcement on that Kamra Muhammad, he says the truth is they also said the that they actually would send her this message before the announcements. And that's what Darsh Rav Nachman Rav Chizda said, Allah could be saying, what does he mean to say? No, literally like the words were, doesn't mention anything about sending her a message before the announcements. Meaning a polygon Rav Muhammad, he was disagreeing with Rav Muhammad. And that Amar Rav says, hi, Borcha, it's a mistake, meaning El Allah Rav Muhammad. The Pamaim Shalchan, they would send the message 2 times, not only after, but also before the announcements. And that's the bigger scene, and like Taisa brings the text of the Gemara's Girsa in Hukaman Sabru, who do they hold like? Which is on the two of them, in their interpretation of the Rabbi Seinu. So too, that's the text in the old Svarim and in the Bahag. It's not going on those two opinions, because the Inu Sabri Kareb Yisib Reb Chanina, where Shahoya Godel Harbin Rav Sheshes, he was much greater than Rav Sheshes, and how can you say that they hold like Rav Sheshes? Like we're explaining. That halacha, the halacha is nimlochimba, that we consult with her. Pidush koyim achrasa, meaning before the announcements. But halacha ain nimlochimba, and this that we say that the halacha is that we don't consult with her, is meaning that of Rav Huna bar Rav Yehuda ben Nimra Rav Sheshes, that says we don't consult with her. Nami hani kam achrasa, that was also on that point about before the announcement. But after announcements, yeah, maida, then they agreed that we consult with her. That's explicitly what was in the words of the Rabbi said. The only question is before the Achraza. This also sounds like from the words of Rabbi Chanan that the Machlik is Rav and Rav Nachman of Chizda. There's only if the Allah is like Rav Muhammad that two times we send it, which is also before the Achraza. Because the Pasuk, because he rules, the Avagab Dom Rav Nachman Rav Chizda, Allah is like the words of Rabbi Seinu. But Allah is Rav Dom Mishmid Rav Sheshes, Allah is Namlochamba, that we consult with her. But why? Because the Rav Muhammad Dom Pamayim Shalchanah, that we send two times, Misayeli supports Rav. Now, if Rav was coming to say that Allah is like our Mishnah, so what type of support would he have from Rabbi Chama that explains the words of Rabbi Seinu? So obviously, because they're both saying the interpretation in the Rabbi Seinu, because they both fall like Rabbi Seinu. Then it says to me, however, regarding Pesach Halacha, we don't really rule like this Rabbi Nechanano, because Maskana Deshmait in the conclusion of the Sugi that says all the way to the end, the Mashinan law, Tresi Yachishata, Agita, we delay for her 12 months for a get. And molest the mezani in that 12-month period, she does not get mezainis. A meredes to hachakoy is going. This case of the meredes from only tashmish b'laya oy meredes mo'is alai, and it's not going on the case of when she says he's disgusted and mikamayish mefarash ben tam like ben tam explains. And the reason is because the kivin shishnim chavitzim gedishin. In that case, when they both want divorce, when she says he's disgusting, I mikamayish mefarash like explain. Lo manisha oyisim lagash. Why would we delay 12 months from having them get a divorce? Rather, it's like we're saying, it's going to the case of Meredes over here. So therefore, comes according to Maskana Gemara, she does not lose the Ksuba right away. Rather, it's only after 12 months. And the Matzah Ben Yehuda, Biksav, in the writing of Rav Shrira, going, Shetikni B'yamav, that the instituted in his days, lost in get, that to give a get to the woman right away. Deloy Kishmait in the cause of Zerid, not like the Suga of the Donal of Zerid, that we delay for 12 months. Because number Ben Yehuda also writes, Rabbanu Sabadoi, that delayed the Rabbanan, which appeared before the Ga'inim, Tikna the Instur, Lemishkal Mina, to take from her Maid the Tfisa, what she was in possession of, if she rebels. And again, we burn on her get right away without delaying. And like this, like we said, that ultimately is the Pesach Halacha. Ketunik says, meaning, and that is that we hold that in general, that is why we do that. Ketunik says, not the beginning of the Gemara, but Umra, but she says, Mo is a lie. But if she says, he's disgusting on me, then look at Finla, then we don't force her to stay married with him and work it out.
Which Pirish Bukundras, so Rashi explains, what does this mean? Like, if we don't force her to stay married with him by diminishing the ksuba little at a time. Ella, rather, you can get b'yitzim l'ksuba. Rather, he goes ahead and he divorces her without a ksuba. Yes, my first from some explain. The kaifanais lohaitzi, we force him to go ahead and divorce her. Now, the resist that we don't force her is rather is because we're forcing him because he's repulsive to her. But test twice for any little time that doesn't even be correct or minute. The nechesh because we have to be concerned. She may now nothing ma'achar. Maybe she's looking at some other man, and therefore she wants to get out. And it's not really that he's repulsive to her. Yeah, he did not parak basin in the drama. Like we mentioned in the last parak in the drama, daftalim and basic. Shalosh nashim yitzum nitzus ksuba. Three women that they could go out and they could take the ksuba. The Gemara ends up retracting, saying, no, they can't, because we're concerned Shemana and Nasa Ba'acha. So the same thing should be over here. But you can reject that, because Tasa Nasa is Ksuba. There she's taking a Ksuba. So Dafka Ekalamecha Shemana and Nasa Ba'acha, that's why specifically we have to be concerned maybe she was looking at someone else. But here she's looking at Ksuba. We don't have to have that concern. So Rabbeinu Tam's claim is not a problem. And therefore, it's actually why it's not mentioned in Oisin Shekhoven Lohitzi with those that we force them to divorce on the Hasim Nesim Ksuba, where they give a Ksuba, so that's a Chiddush. Catches over here, and there's no Ksuba, so it's not in those where we're like, as if we're forcing for a divorce. Chem Pekam Agash, so to when you get in a Pechas and Bez, now we learn the Mishnah get Mu'usa, Be'adu Bikachovim, the get was forcibly done by the onto the husband. He was forced through a non Jew. Puzzle, it's invalid. Like, you should tell us me out of the kechavim, because a woman should just not hang herself on you know, we're getting non-Jews involved. Mafkas as mevala, and she could get herself out from her husband. Now, in lahaksha, don't ask. If you say that a woman says that, oh, my husband's disgusting to me, then be forced into divorce. Then what did the sages gain by their takana? That, like, okay, we don't want women to just define ways to get out of the marriage. Why don't you get it by saying this claim? No, because like this is what we're saying. By saying he's repulsive to me, she doesn't get a ksuba. So a regular woman won't just do that, unless he really is repulsive, to lose out her ksuba. Now, but Vayidik Shabin Tamrindam has another question. He says, the Bishan the Zakin, and the Mimtesim Beis, Amar, Yuma says, Vachitim, if you're going to say, that when she leaves, the Allah is, we know Nesakna Le Ksuba Mina. So, meaning, generally, when a woman leaves, when he divorces her, she gets a Ksuba. So the question is, when she leaves him, the Ksuba should go the other way. In fact, Le Ksuba Mina, he should get a Ksuba from her. That says Gemara Toshma, come bring a raya. No, ish in the mitzvah of Tzayna. It's not true because a man only divorces according to his will, and he's always the one that's divorcing her. So that she never divorces him. Question is, Ramai, but why? If you say we force him to divorce her when she says he's repulsive to me, so she could leave. She's actually divorcing him. So which sakin lake suba to him from her. Amiyu, however, says Tosis, yesh letchaz, you could reject this question of Rabbi Natan. Because the loy matzi lemeima moisalai, because a woman can't just say moisalai. Ela hechadish reglaim. The only one is indicating factors. Shabal in miskabala that we could tell that really the husband is not acceptable for her. And b'shvil ois nashim loy rotz l'tzakim ksuba l'ish. And for those few women, we're not going to go ahead and institute a ksuba for a man. Kivin l'shech l'tzakim rabbi nashim, since anyway is not applicable to institute that for most women. Now, what's with the Yehud is the base of the rebchia, which the havel tzar l'edom. She had child birth difficulties. The main paragraph in the Kedushin, the first paragraph in the Kedushin, Abid Bezim Bez, that was she said, because she was trying to get out of the marriage, because her husband wanted to have kids, and she couldn't do this anymore. So the Amr, she said, I'm only aim, my mother said, that the Aviyah Kibbul B'Kedushin Kizotcha, that actually my father actually accepted Kedushin from someone else when I was young. Comes out, I'm actually an Asian citizen, I'm actually forbidden to you. Now the question is that, similar, according to one of the holes that we force him to divorce her when she says he's disgusting to me, she should have said such a claim. And then he would have had to divorce her. That says Tyson Larutzalim Moisla. No, she didn't want to say or about her husband that he's disgusting to me, although that would be a winning claim. But in Robel, if he might have produced this one, we said that it's only if this regular animal double could she make such a claim. Also, Shabbat also makes it because there was no indicating feature that her husband would like this star. Bizen Nami Ain Lahakshas. So it says also, and don't ask, with Bimasnitin Lurabiesi. Why does he hold that we diminish from even our inheritance that she gets? If she's my dad, what do you mean? Titin Moisalai, she should claim that is disgusting to me. And then he would have to divorce her and she wouldn't lose her Yerusha. So this is no, because the Kaidim Kalisik Suba, because before the Ksuba is depleted. So in the Tanis Viratsin Moisalai, she's not going to willingly say that he's disgusting to me because, again, through that she loses her Ksuba. Because she's confidentially, he's not going to want to wait this out and be forlorn this whole time until we diminish the amount of our ksuba. Because as long as she's connected with him, no one else is going to want to marry him. And therefore, she's hoping that he's going to divorce her like ksuba and she's going to have ksuba. So that's not applicable until the ksuba is done. Now, but after the ksuba is depleted, then she's not going to make the claim of Moisalai, which would make sense because she doesn't want to lose her whole Yerusha from beyond the ksuba. It's not true because like we just explained, since she's going to wait, the late Tanish not make a claim up until this point, until she diminishes the whole amount of ksuba. If she's going to make the claim right now, that's recognizable, that she's just being deceptive. Because why are you saying it just now? So, therefore, it's not applicable. She would never make such a claim. But another difficulty on this opinion, that if you say Moisalai, that we force him to divorce her, is Mishil in the Dharm, and then the Dharm of Tzadik Alman Beis. But who knows if there was an adulterer, Nava Maharzik Rebeiso, who be intisa, that he was hiding and locked up in the house, him and this married woman. Also, Mori the Beis, so the master of the home came. Parate Noyev Lahutzav Arik. So, the Noyev parted the palm fronds and he fled. So Amar Rabbi says, it's a shari, the woman is permitted. Why? Because the Misa Dabbani, it was true that they had done something prohibited. If Kusav Amirkas, he would have hidden. And from the fact that he fled, and he wasn't afraid that he saw him, is obviously that they didn't do anything, nose nose. Now, Mashmet sounds like the Amar Mirkas, that had he hidden, that Havasira, then she would be forbidden. Okay, and Luchayra says, okay, so to explain this seemingly, is Nira talking about the way Medes Tamiyani Luchayra, that she's saying that I am telling to you, yeah, I did something wrong. Because it's not the case. My half is minister. Why would she be forbidden? Says Al Ba'ala, a woman's not forbidden to husband not to Yirik until they actually are seen in the way that adulterers are. So the fact that they were secluded would not make it forbidden. So must be because she's saying, yes, I was Mizam. Now, but Kimim to man the Luchamai, so since it's talking about where she says, I am Tamid to you, some Cain, that's the case that Rachel has a Ksubasa. Obviously, she's willing to lose her Ksuba. Because you can say that it's a situation of Oinus and her husband's a Kain, where then she's also, but she doesn't lose her Ksuba. Can't say that because the Mustam Beras now, but we're presumably saying that this was, she did this willingly. Because the Bebesa, it was in her house, but she wasn't screaming. And Afilach, even so, Kidloy Mirkis. So, when he was not hiding, so we say there in that story, Sharia, that she's permitted, and she's not believe what she says, Am Tamei Nalcha. Why? Because there's a little memory. We could say, De'ena Nasna Ba'acher, because she's looking at another man, Kibit Lamirkas, because he wasn't hiding. So the question is, Vamai, but why? Te'ena Menes Be'migidi Ba'yomar Moizla, she should believe, because she has this migu that if she wanted to, she could have said Moizla, and you're saying that you'd believe to make him divorce her. This is what you can say is, no, it's not true. The presumption we made is not correct. That it's not talking about where she said, I'm talking to you at all. And you're right. That there's, we wouldn't have thought that she'd be forbidden on her husband. The it's a shy to come and say, what are we saying that the woman is permitted? Because she's not saying I'm forbidden to you. Is Hainu Le Boil. She's permitted to the Boil, to that man. Im Girsha Balames, if the husband ends up divorcing her or dying. And that's what it was talking about. I believe a miracle, but yes, had he hidden, then how about Sidra Le Boil? She would have been forbidden not to the Baal, to the Boil. The main picture in the Yom, like we say in the second picture of Yom, it's since it's disgusting, what's going on over here? Tate says she has to leave. And Mefarsh Ben Tam, the Tate Mereichel means to say she has to leave from the peddler. And that's what we're talking about. Chiner Sotu, it seems that we're not talking about what she says to Miani. Because the Mez, to Miani, as she said, I'm telling you, in your Klala Tira, it wouldn't make sense to permit a mitam de yakuza mirkas that, oh, because he would have hidden then. Because she's saying, I'm telling you, she's making herself a piece of prohibited entity. And that itself would have made it forbidden. Because she's going to be a shiltas, and for sure, according to the shiltas in the parish, that he explains, when you have witnesses by something that's disgusting, she leaves also from the baal, and not only from the baal. So according to the shiltas, the also shabbat makes sense. There's no difficulty there at all in this opinion that we force him to divorce when she says Moizlai, because according to their opinion, that you're saying, oh, she should be believed when she says Nitma, because she could have said Moiz, because it's possible that, no, not to what she says to Mandy. But still, Rav was going to say she'd been on her husband if he wouldn't have ran away, because it's a Dabba Mechur. That's the situation, because if he'd been on the husband, according to the opinion of the Shiltas. But Yishma, also what you could say is that the truth is we're not talking about what she says to me. Still, I would have thought to say yet that she's forbidden to her husband. Why? Not Boil, but the Baal, like we originally said. But the Hasam idea is Tamaka Gansha, but Chilika Shalua there originally when they asked her if she was Tame, Shaska, she was silent. Lachashar, at a later point in time, remember she says, no, they didn't tell me that she's not Tame. And the son is Tamash, because then she gives an explanation of the reason why she was quiet. So therefore, had he not ran away, we would have said it's forbidden because of original silence, which is like admission. But now that he ran away, it's obviously she was not Matame, so we believe it when what she says that why she was silent. But Max Rabbeinu Tam asks, continues to ask on this opinion. B'chala Shmua, in this whole sugya, in a maska kfiyas abal, we don't mention the forcing of the husband, eli kfiyas isha, only the forcing of the woman. Now, if it's true, like this opinion that when you say Mo'ez, we force the husband to divorce her, so the woman should have mentioned that also about forcing the man, not just forcing the woman. As a tintap of some Dal Manalov, the Nir Lebein Tam, the Hochi Purusha. Similar to Lebein Tam, that this is an interpretation. Be'inalei, I want him, means to say, Be'in Ritzel is Gash B'liksuba. I don't want to get divorced with Aviksuba. Not that she wants to remain with him. And she says to herself, Mitzahan Lebein, I'm going to pain him until he divorces her. Be'inla, Ksuba, and he gives her Ksuba. Which that's what we're saying, that in such a situation, he diminishes Ksuba a little bit at a time. Avlomer Moise Lebein, because he's disgusting me, Be'in Lebein, I don't want him, like Ksuba, not him, not his Ksuba. Lekafin l'shetachzba. We don't force her to come back with him. Ayidei shenemesh leitoy mechila, to say that, oh, it doesn't help her mechila on the ksuba. We shouldn't have mechila b'toys, because you can say, oh, it's a mistaken a pardon. The agav tzarer kamarach is only because of pain that she's saying this, but really she does not want to be meisel metechach leikishenibal, and therefore the husband should not have the book. So she erases the ksuba because he doesn't want to give the ksuba. No. Says Taisis, no, Ella Mechila Gemurhi. It is a bona fide Mechila. And therefore, he's entertaining to divorce her because he doesn't have to give the Ksuba. But to force him to divorce, no. Most definitely not saying. And that's what the Gemara says, Majuta Omar Kafinla. That we force her. In other words, that Tavikim Mechila Betais, because it's like a mistaken Mechila. The Hainuk Fia, and that's what we're forcing. That through that, that he has to give the Ksuba, Tishar Tachas Bailish Labatan Shigimim with her husband. Against her will, because he doesn't like the boss, he has to give the gzuma. According to Mazutra, there's no difference between I want him, I'm going to pay him, to bein ameres moesla, where she says that he's disgusting to me, because by both of them, we force her by diminishing a little bit at a time. She also explains the income in the balit neged, we don't force the husband to give the get. Also in Rashi, he doesn't explain that we force the husband to give the get, like we said from Rabbeinu Tam.